Welcome into the Jaguars post-game report. The Jaguars lose to the San Diego Chargers 24-6. And, Tony, after 2 weeks in which we thought the team had taken some steps forward, particularly last week against the league's hottest quarterback in Peyton Manning, this week against Phillip Rivers, a step back.
Yeah, it's disappointing because the theme has been all year to get better, and this team had been. They've been improving. We saw some real progress, obviously, with Justin Blackman on the offense. It was an offense that started to move the ball. They ran the ball a little bit better the last couple weeks. And defensively, they were playing hard. They were limiting what a great player like Peyton Manning could do. And we thought, based on that, that we would see another step forward. And if they would have, this is a team that they played today in San Diego Chargers, very good quarterback. But they would have been in a game where in the fourth quarter it would have been in doubt and had a chance to win, I believe.
Well, they didn't help themselves.
They did not.
Another week in which you have a personal foul call. Sendarek Marks was the one who got the penalty. I'm not saying that was the complete reason why that what happened in the first half. But I've never seen a first half in which there were four possessions total, two by the Chargers and two by the Jaguars in a half of football.
Well, listen, when you're a young team, Jeff, and you have young players and the margin there is not very big, those type of plays do make a huge difference in the outcome of the ballgame. Hey, listen, I'm like you. I'm not putting on Sendarek Marks the entire thing.
But that's a trend that has to stop.
But on third and 30, when you have a chance to get them off the field and make it a seven-point game and give the ball back to your offense, who knows what happens? And those are the little things, the little mistakes here or there that compound the situation and make it much more difficult to be competitive and win ballgames.
You know, and it's hard to talk about the Jaguars' offense. They just didn't have the number of possessions to be able to get in a rhythm. Phillip Rivers, we knew, was good. Second-rated quarterback coming in the league. We knew that he had Antonio Gates. We knew that he had Danny Woodhead, young wide receivers. But that's about as an efficient game as I've seen a quarterback have.
Well, you talk about the Jags' offense. I mean, Chad threw for over 300 yards. I mean, they had high threes in the total offense, but they never could get anything going because they were never on the field. And it was late. But my point is, even when they had a couple nice drives and they'd shoot themselves in the foot, you're saying, okay, if the defense can get them off the field, get the ball right back, maybe they can build on it. But that would never happen. It was like playing keep away. Phillip Rivers just held onto the ball the entire day.
I noticed, and you heard it, I noticed a different tone in the head coach's voice when we did the post-game radio interview. Could you hear that?
Oh, absolutely. I said it on the radio after we left you down there. It was the first time all year that I noticed, I don't know if it was disappointment, frustration, but he had a different tone of voice, and he was frustrated with what was going on. And you could tell that the way this game went, it really, really bothered him quite a bit. And but the one thing you know about Gus Bradley, Jeff, he will wake up tomorrow morning, he will be ready to fight, he will be positive, and he will be looking forward to figuring out how to make this team better and to accept and face the next challenge of the San Francisco 49ers.
All right, Tony, the next time we'll be talking in post-game report, it'll be from Wembley Stadium in London.
We'll be in London, buddy.
Welcome back into the Jaguars post-game, now joined by Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher. John, had a chance to interview Coach after the game, and it was briefly for – few questions. You were in there with his press conference personally with me for the radio. I noticed a different tone.
Much different guy, and he kind of came in, he brought a lot of it on himself, of course, which the coach is supposed to do, but very disappointed. And all the players today also saying didn't get better, and I think Gus isn't quite sure why.
When you say brought it on himself, I can look at a possible couple of mistakes. Should have used a timeout instead of trying to call the timeout from about the 30-yard line. He should have been down there ready to make the call. In fact, the replay booth did not use the call. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, I think he was talking more about getting the players ready. And he said even during the game, even in the locker room before the game, he didn't quite sense the same energy that he had sensed in the last couple of games. So when he was talking about that, he was talking more about the team just not quite being ready, and he wasn't sure why. He didn't think it was the fact that London's coming up. He didn't think it was really a letdown, but he said it was something. And clearly was.
It's crazy to think that there could be a trap game for an 0-6 football team coming into this game. But, you know, they played well against Denver, and I think, you know, they were feeling good about themselves. You have the departure for London the day after this game, so tomorrow the team is leaving. But at the same time, the San Diego Chargers had a Monday night football game, short weekend coming across the country.
Well, and I'm not sure what Gus said to you, but that was sort of what he said is – you know, you wouldn't think an 0-6 team would have a letdown. He didn't expect that. But he said clearly there was something early that he could sense. Sendarek Marks just talked about it. Cecil Shorts just talked about it. It wasn't quite the same energy. And within the context of where this team is in the build, you can't have a letdown and even hope to come close with this team right now.
I think you're dead on, and I think he was dead on. Yeah. You know, watching it from the radio broadcast booth, you could tell that the defense that we saw in Denver that played with great energy and enthusiasm, even when they got down 14-0. Well, in today's game, they got down 14-0. You just didn't feel the same way.
Well, that's what was too bad, because I'm sitting in the press box. I told somebody, you know, in the first half, the offense really was playing better than it had first month of the season. It was efficient, two first downs on the first drive, an extended drive on the second. They only had the ball twice. So nobody played well. But especially in the first half, everything got tilted by the fact that the Jaguars defense couldn't get the Chargers off the field. 80-yard drive, 80-yard drive, another almost 80-yard drive, then ended at the one. What can you get going when the offense has the ball that much?
Yeah, exactly. San Diego dominated the time of possession in this ball game. Well, the entire goal of this year for this football team was to get better. They didn't get better today. Next week at Wembley Stadium, it's the San Francisco 49ers, which many people view, and I watched them this week a lot on the game film. They are a good football team. It's going to be a big challenge to get better this week in London.
Well, and I think that's what disappointed everybody today, is this really was a chance to get better. Cinderic Marks, over and over again, just now talking to him, kept saying we didn't get better and that's our charge. Getting better against the 49ers, you know, I know Gus takes everything as an opportunity. They got better against a good Broncos team last week, so it's time to get better against a good 49ers team this week. That's all they can do, because they got to put this one behind them.
All right, thank you, John. That'll do it from Everbank Field.